You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and coming into the new year very soon. Crazy to think that 2022 is just a couple of weeks away now. You may be thinking about what your plans are for the new year, and maybe renovating the house is one of those projects. Joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So, renovations, a big task, but also quite expensive.
Yes, a big task and expensive. And lockdown's kind of triggered quite a bit of renovation for people because they were sitting at home looking around the house, figuring out what they didn't like anymore and what needed to be changed immediately. And people got started on renovations. And, you know, there's some tips and traps that you need to know, I guess, about what to look out for when you're starting the renovation at home, because they can be really expensive if you get it wrong.
So I know that Money Magazine has talked about this recently in the recent issue. We should be looking at kitchens and bathrooms.
Yep, kitchens and bathrooms are the most popular ones to renovate. And, you know, with kitchens, people might want to expand a kitchen from a single room to an open living space, which can be quite expensive, but can also add value to your house.
Right, how so?
Well, because, you know, when you go into an auction situation, you want as many people competing to get your house as possible. And when it's the sort of popular look that people are all going for, that's where it's most likely to get the interest.
I guess kitchens and bathrooms, they're the ones with the, I guess you'll find the most plumbing involved and the most, white goods around the house. So they can stack up costs quite quickly.
They can, and because they need quite a few different tradesmen, I think the bathroom actually needs the most. You have to have a waterproofer, a plumber, a tiler. It kind of goes on, and you need to have someone managing it. It could be you, but it could be a project manager, and then that makes it more expensive as well. So, you know, it's a bit of a rule of thumb. People might say don't spend more than 5% of the value of your home on either one of these renovations.
But with property prices going up, 5% of the cost of your house is still quite a lot.
Yeah, and depending, you might not get that money back straight away if you were going to sell. It might, you know, have to take a couple of years before you can really see that it becomes worthwhile, depending what market you're buying in. You know, and there are things that you should watch out for. So people who are, say, expanding the kitchen and they want to sort of go into it, indoor-outdoor area, you've got to be careful of what flooring you use. It looks nice maybe to have the flooring that goes, you know, from the indoors to the outdoors, but is it practical when you're taking it outdoors? Is it the same flooring that you would need? So there's a lot of considerations, and it's worth getting advice before you go into these renovations.
And speaking of indoors to outdoors, there's a lot of exterior work that you can do, which makes a house a bit more, attractive, I guess, when it comes to property market.
Absolutely. So, you know, you can go from the basics to painting, landscaping, new fencing, all those sorts of things. So, you know, if you're going to do the fencing, for example, be really careful to make sure that you know exactly where your boundary is and whether or not you're going to do it with your neighbour and split the costs as well. You know, you need to know up front what the other person's willing to do.
Yes, so all fence work requires a good relationship with the neighbours, I feel.
They do. And, you know, some of it actually needs to go to council because certain areas might not allow certain types of fences, you know, whether it's the height or the materials that you use. So it's always good to check. Most council websites will have that on it.
Right. So what are there other kinds of projects that you can do on your own house that needs council permissions? Like I'd imagine building a shed?
Building a shed, yeah. Any renovation that has a window that might be overlooking someone else's property. If you're in a heritage location, you pretty much need to check everything. But it's always worth having a look at what you want to do to the home and then just checking what your council rules are. So it could be decking, it depends. So different councils are stricter than others, and it could be removing trees, anything like that.
And what about back to indoors, what kind of renovations can we be doing to living spaces?
Well, there's always flooring, painting, things like that. If you can take away a wall, as long as it's not a bearing wall, sometimes you can, you know, really make a difference to the flow of the house and make it more usable for you and your family. So, you know, you shouldn't feel restricted just because, you know, you might have a 1940s house which might have very definite room structures. Maybe you can break out a few walls and have it more into an integrated entertaining space if that's what, you know, your lifestyle calls for.
Well, Julia, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.